WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A Canadian aircraft detecting underwater noises in the search for the Titan submersible missing since Sunday. ABC's Gio Benitez.
It was last heard from an hour and 45 minutes into its dive, but OceanGate not sounding the alarm for another several hours. All five people inside the sub now identified. British explorer and billionaire Hamish Harding, businessman Shahzada Dawood, and his 19-year-old son Suleiman. World-renowned Titanic researcher and diver P.H. Narjoulet, and the CEO of OceanGate, Stockton Rush.
Continued criticism from Republicans over the plea deal worked out for Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden. Under the agreement, he's admitting to failing to pay taxes. The operators of the Texas power grid are pleading with home and business owners to curtail their use of electricity to prevent a massive meltdown. This is ABC News. Tragedy in Ohio, a 31-year-old pregnant woman fatally shot by her own 2-year-old son. Police say the little boy found a loaded gun on a nightstand. President Biden today welcomes the leader of the world's largest democracy.
President Biden ramps up his West Coast swing and travels back to the White House today, where he'll welcome Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the start of an official state visit. The president and first lady will greet Modi on the South Lawn of the White House before the president and prime minister sit down for a private dinner. This is ahead of a full day of events Thursday at the White House, including a state dinner in Modi's honor. National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters Tuesday the visit is about strengthening the U.S. India partnership for a bright future and sending a message to the people of India that the Biden administration puts a premium on this bilateral relationship. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A new lawsuit over Ozempic, the maker of the diabetes drug, now popular for helping control weight, is suing spas and clinics over the use of off-brand versions. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A La Crosse jury couldn't reach a verdict in the triple homicide trial of Nia Thal.
I know you've tried over the last 10-plus hours of deliberating over this. It sounds as if you're deadlocked, and so what we're going to do is go ahead and excuse you at this time.
Judge Elliot Levine declared a mistrial after the 12-person jury deadlocked. The trial lasted 7 days. Thal was one of two men accused of shooting and killing three people in July 2021 east of Holman. La Crosse DA Tim Greinke said that they will try this case again. Wildfire danger remains high for northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin. The DNR says that this year's fire season is outpacing last year so far, thanks in part to the ongoing drought. The DNR said Tuesday that air quality will also be a concern this week due to ozone production. They issued an air quality advisory yesterday for all of western Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources,
at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this first day of summer 2023. Hope you're having a good day so far. 7.5 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Music from Badfinger, Joey Mullen celebrating a birthday today. Born on this date in 1947, lead singer from that band and the sole surviving member. Two of the members of that band died at a very young age at their own hand from suicide. And, today, June 21st, happy birthday, Joey Mullen. Hey, one thing I wanted to get to this morning, discussing a lot of different topics in the news today. Team Trump suspects his former chief of staff is a rat. You know, it's funny, whenever criminals get together, they're always suspecting each other. I mean, if you're hanging out with criminals, you got to expect that you can't trust them, right? The former president is sending his attorneys and allies on fact-finding missions about what Mark Meadows is up to. They've returned with no answers, but lots of suspicions. This is from Rolling Stone. It says, earlier this year, Donald Trump sent some of his lawyers and political advisors on a, quote, small fact-finding mission, end quote. As a person with knowledge of the matter describes it to Rolling Stone, the former president wanted to know, according to that source and another person close to Trump, what is Mark doing? Mark Meadows. Trump was referring to his former White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows. And it says here, Justice Department investigators and special counsel Jack Smith's office had been keen on questioning Meadows under oath about Trump's efforts to subvert the 2020 election and to hoard government documents. And it's been an ongoing mystery to Trump and his team how much Meadows has given the feds and whether or not he's actually cooperating. Months ago, Meadows and his lawyer severed communications with most of Trump land, in a move that continues to frustrate people working to keep the now twice indicted former president out of deeper legal peril. The Trump attorneys and advisors who went looking for answers returned with bad news for Trump. They couldn't figure out what was going on, leaving them to repeat rumors and speculation. Meadows, his lawyer, and Trump's spokesperson did not respond to requests for comment from Rolling Stone. Meadows' team is keeping quiet. Early this month, the New York Times revealed that Meadows had indeed testified before the grand jury, but scant details have been unearthed about what he discussed or to which specific topics his testimony was related. And Meadows' lawyer, George Terwilliger, this month offered only vagueness, saying, without commenting on whether or not Mr. Meadows has testified before the grand jury or in any other proceeding, Mr. Meadows has maintained a commitment to tell the truth where he has a legal obligation to do so, end quote. That cryptic statement did not sit well with much of Trump world. In recent weeks, several lawyers and confidants had already discussed their unconfirmed suspicions with Trump that Meadows was being very useful to the feds in order to reduce Meadows' own possible legal exposure to other people familiar with the matter, say. Both sources independently tell Rolling Stone that when the topic has come up within the past several months, Trump has at times said he doesn't know what Meadows is doing, adding that it would be a shame if the MAGA-land rumors were true. In the days since Terwilliger's brief statement to media outlets, some of Trump's longtime allies and close advisors have taken to sardonically referring to Meadows by using the rat emoji in their private conversations, according to a source with knowledge of the situation and a screenshot reviewed by Rolling Stone. However, others in Trump's immediate orbit have recently sought to reassure him that, at least for now, he should not read too much into Meadows' silence, two people with direct knowledge of the matter say. Despite all the rumors that have been flying, these individuals have told Trump that there is no hard evidence yet that Meadows is formally cooperating and that he could simply be following lawyers' advice to keep a low profile, answering the Fed's questions when he has to until the special counsel investigation runs its course. Unfortunately for Meadows and other witnesses, Trump has for years often seen little difference between a witness having an official cooperation agreement with prosecutors and someone who is legally required to answer questions and in doing so offers up potentially damning information to the authorities, according to sources who've spoken to Trump about federal probes and other investigations over the decades. Indeed, Trump was furious over the degree of detail in the notes made by his own attorney, Evan Corcoran, which have since become very useful for prosecutors in this case. The current state of Meadows' relationship to Trump and his inner orbit is a dramatic turn away from early on in Trump's post-presidency, following the wave of scandal and violence stemming from Trump's attempt to cling to power after the 2020 election. Meadows mostly stayed in the former president's good graces. At that stage, Meadows even privately said it was likely Trump would offer him a senior role headed into the next presidential contest, perhaps even as chairman of Trump's 2024 campaign, according to a source with direct knowledge of the matter. That never happened. And the once close relationship between Trump and Meadows started to fray in a number of ways, beginning in late 2021. By the summer of 2022, it became clear to Meadows and his associates that some of Trump's own lawyers and top advisors were trying to set up Meadows as a fall guy as the January 6th related investigations intensified. According to a source who knows both Meadows and Trump, this had the unintended consequence of causing Meadows and his legal advisors to take a more skeptical approach, not necessarily towards the former president, but towards some of the people around him. And then there was the issue of Meadows' memoir, which, when released at the end of 2021, was aimed at making Trump look good. It backfired spectacularly. Meadows, the chief's chief, a 330-page love letter to Trump, has so far resulted in three major instances of public relations damage or serious legal problems for former President Trump. The book has repeatedly infuriated key Trumpland figures, including Trump himself, since publication. Three people with knowledge of the situation say, quote, "How many times can Mark effing put the former president in a bind because of that book that basically no one read?" A senior Trump aide said last week, the day of the ex-president's second arrest of the year. The book sold a disappointing 22,000 copies in its first few months of publication. The latest example of Meadows' book causing trouble for Trump came earlier this month, as the unsealed federal Trump indictment underscored how much Meadows' book writing process provided the feds and special counsel with fodder to argue that Trump mishandled classified material that he was not supposed to possess and show off in his post-presidency. We got 9:16 and a half right now. Going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da. Sing again, we go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65 tonight. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. Upper 80s Friday, mid 80s by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 75.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Wednesday morning, the first day of summer. And a song from Aerosmith, bring Joey Kramer, their drummer, who's celebrating a birthday today, born on this date in 1950. And from what I've been reading in the news, may not be their drummer at this time. I guess he's been dealing with some physical issues and has been in and out of the band for the past few years. I'm not sure if he's with them right now or not, but he may be. I don't keep up on Aerosmith these days, but I remember seeing not that long ago that he was temporarily out of the band. Aaron, you don't know anything about that, do you?
I do not.
You're not up on your Aerosmith stuff right now?
Unfortunately, I am not. No.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm sure they still sound good no matter who's playing drums. But anyway, happy birthday to Joey Kramer from Aerosmith. Hey, one thing I wanted to get to here, I know we've been discussing politics quite a bit today. What if we step back from the politics for just a minute and talk about our lawns? How much time do you spend mowing your lawn and watering your lawn and looking after it, making sure it looks good, taking care of the grass? Well, what if you went about it a different way? I have a headline here from the Washington Post. It says, lawns are a time and water suck. In other words, you spend a lot of time and you spend a lot of water on your lawn. Well, what if you built a meadow instead? This was just posted this morning by Tova Martin in the Washington Post. There's something undeniably enticing about a meadow. Homeowners fantasizing about bidding lawn care adieu might see an expanse of flowering plants and grass plumes as an ecologically sound and low-maintenance alternative. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about digging up your yard, putting out some seeds, and giving up on the grass? It seems simple enough. Dig up the yard, toss out some seeds, and you're instantly rewarded with a dense tapestry of flowers that will make you the neighborhood hero, right? If you do it well, yes, a meadow can be all those things. But meadows are not easy to start, and they're not entirely low maintenance, even once established. They are, however, easier to manage than a traditional garden, and proponents say the benefits of planting native plants that attract pollinators and provide refuge for local wildlife make them well worth the effort. When Bruce Lockhart was groping for a solution to a rocky septic field on his 87-acre central Massachusetts property in 2010, he immediately thought of a meadow. The 100 by 100-foot area was basically rocks, sand, and ragweed before the meadow installment, he says. So Lockhart figured that he had little to lose by trying. He consulted Vermont-based garden designer Gordon Hayward, who developed a list of harmonious plants with certain repeating star performers such as salvia weaving throughout. After spending half a year removing the weeds on the site, Lockhart planted 1,600 one-gallon containers of perennials and biennials. The tapestry included 10% grasses such as prairie drop seed, purple moor grass, and switchgrass to create a mix that would perform throughout the year. The resulting meadow was blissfully breathtaking for 2 years. Then the witchgrass invaded. Lockhart is still devoted to his meadow, but the project became more work than he anticipated. Instead of the no-maintenance configuration he envisioned, he now pencils in time for meadow weeding on his weekly schedule. A few years after installation, the meadow sages, yarrow and Turkish sage, disappeared from the scene. Meanwhile, survivors such as ironweed, New England aster, threadleaf blue star, culver's root, and coneflower self-seeded in the bald spots, increasing their presence. The ornamental grasses were so successful that he increased them to 15 to 20% of the composition. It's not the original vision, but he's delighted with the result. He says, I don't have the energy to make it the meadow of my dreams. I just watch how it evolves and enjoy it. What do you think? Have you ever thought about tearing up your yard, getting rid of the grass, putting in a meadow with flowers and other types of native plants? I don't know. Seems like a lot of work, too. Hey, going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A Canadian aircraft detecting underwater noises in the search for the Titan submersible missing since Sunday. ABC's Gio Benitez.
It was last heard from an hour and 45 minutes into its dive, but OceanGate not sounding the alarm for another several hours. All five people inside the sub now identified. British explorer and billionaire Hamish Harding, businessman Shahzada Dawood, and his 19-year-old son Suleiman. World-renowned Titanic researcher and diver, PH Nardini. Marjolais, and the CEO of OceanGate, Stockton Rush.
Continued criticism from Republicans over the plea deal worked out for Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden. Under the agreement, he's admitting to failing to pay taxes, prosecutors recommending probation. The operators of the Texas power grid are pleading with home and business owners to curtail their use of electricity to prevent a massive meltdown. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wildfire danger remains high for northwestern and southwestern Wisconsin today. The DNR said that this year's fire season is outpacing last year so far, thanks in part to the ongoing drought.
This is kind of a historic drought for us. We've had some other years where we've had some dry weather in June. But usually June is one of our slowest months of the year. And as everybody knows, it's been a really dry June, so we continue to have fires every day.
That's Ron Schneider of the DNR. The DNR said Tuesday that air quality will also be a concern due to ozone production. They issued an air quality advisory yesterday for all of western Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says conditions will stay hot and dry for at least a few more days. A lacrosse jury couldn't reach a verdict in the triple homicide trial of Nia Thal. Judge Elliot Levine declared a mistrial after the 12-person jury deadlocked. The trial lasted 7 days. Thal is one of two men accused of shooting and killing three people in July 2021 east of Holman. The La Crosse County DA said they'll try the case again. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down and my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand, squeezes it, and says, and I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I gotta say, oh, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow to ease my mind.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. I'm your host, Stu Daniels. We got 9:35 right now on this Wednesday morning, the first day of summer. Music from O.C. Smith, Little Green Apples, came out back in 1968. O.C. Smith celebrating a birthday today. I don't know if he's still alive or not. If he is, he's got to be up there because he was born in 1932. I would guess that he's not around anymore, but hey, you never know. He could be. He might be listening to me right now saying, I'm still here, man. I'm still here. I'm going to put out another hit record someday.
Unfortunately, he is not. He passed away in 2001.
2001. All right. I don't know if he had any other big hits either, but I remember that song for sure. That was probably a top 10 hit back in the day. Hey, one thing I want to get to before we run out of time here is a story we've been talking about this week. A judge on Monday said that the Enbridge Line 5 has to shut down within the next 3 months. And this is important for many, many reasons. This Line 5 travels across Wisconsin, across Michigan, goes under the Great Lakes. And so on Monday, a judge said that has to be shut down in the next 3 years. And obviously, one of the groups fighting for this pipeline to be shut down are the native tribes of Wisconsin. And this headline from the Wisconsin Examiner says the tribe has mixed reaction to federal judge's Line 5 shutdown order. This is from Isaiah Holmes and Eric Gunn, posted yesterday in the Wisconsin Examiner. Leaders of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa on Monday welcomed a federal judge's order to Enbridge Energy Company to shut down its Line 5 in northern Wisconsin, but criticized the order's three-year timeline. Quote, the band appreciates the court putting an end to Enbridge's flagrant trespass and disregard for our rights, said Mike Wiggins, chairman of the Bad River Band, in a statement that the tribe released Monday. And he went on and said tribal sovereignty prevailed over corporate profits. Ruling in Madison on Friday, U.S. District Judge William Conley reaffirmed his September 2022 ruling upholding the tribe's claim that Enbridge has been trespassing on its land for the past 10 years. Conley ordered the company to shut down the Line 5 pipeline within 3 years and pay more than $5 million in profits to the Bad River Band. The tribe sued Enbridge in 2019 for continuing to operate the pipeline after an agreement expired in June of 2013, that gave the energy company an easement where 12 miles of pipeline passes through tribal land. While expressing appreciation for the ruling, Wiggins called it, quote, just one step in protecting our people and water, end quote, and predicted the legal dispute would continue. He went on and said, we are under no illusion that Enbridge will do the right thing. We expect them to fight this order with all of their corporate might. In his Friday ruling, Conley stated that while the risk of pipeline rupture is not immediate, evidence from flooding events this spring and subsequent erosion made the prospect of a rupture a real and unreasonable risk in the next 5 years. Now, how big is this pipeline? It says here the 60-foot wide pipeline. It's 60 feet wide. The 60-foot wide Line 5 runs from far northwest Wisconsin, 645 miles into Michigan's Upper Peninsula, under the Straits of Mackinac, and out into Canada near Detroit. It transports about 23 million gallons of crude oil and natural gas liquids daily, 23 million gallons daily. The pipeline is currently underground where it passes near a bend in the Bad River on the tribe's reservation. While Line 5 remains buried and well-supported more than 6 feet underground at the bend or meander, flooding this spring and subsequent erosion pointed to the risk that the line could be exposed and rupture, contaminating the local watershed, the judge noted in his order. What is more important than water? And having clean water, access to clean water. In my mind, nothing is more important than clean water. Oil's not more important. Profits from oil aren't more important. None of that stuff matters if you don't have clean water. The band's attorney, Eric Arnold, said in a statement that while the ruling was encouraging, the band disagreed with elements of the court order. Instead of ordering the line to be shut down promptly, the three-year timeline leaves the Bad River vulnerable to catastrophe, and there is no warrant for allowing Enbridge's trespass to continue for that long, the attorney said, Eric Arnold. He also said that the band was also dissatisfied with the amount of the award. Conley's latest order noted that he had previously ruled that the band was not entitled to an award of all of Enbridge's profits earned during the period of trespass by operation of the pipeline as a whole. Arnold said that the band's motivations have never been about money, but called the judge's $5 million award to the tribe, such a small award for a decade-long trespass during which Enbridge earned over $1 billion in net profits from Line 5, and said that it, quote, will not sufficiently deter trespassers like Enbridge, but will instead create an incentive for corporations to violate the sovereignty of the band, end quote. Yeah, $5 million, that's a drop in the bucket if they made over $1 billion. Story goes on. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. It says, meanwhile, Monday, after the judge's decision, construction unions called on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to move forward on authorizing a project to move Line 5. Quote, Judge Conley's decision affirms the Line 5 relocation project and efforts to move permitting forward are more important than ever, said Emily Pritzko, executive director of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council, consisting of 15 construction-related labor unions. Quote, we hope this ruling serves as a catalyst for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to advance the permitting process for this project, which has been pending for over 3 years, end quote. Environmental advocates, however, have not embraced simply moving the line off of the Bad River Band's land as a solution. Neither the band nor its allies want the pipeline anywhere in the Bad River watershed, arguing that if it crosses the Bad River anywhere, it could still damage the ecosystem, even if it's routed around the reservation. While they have been focused on removing the pipeline from tribal land, opponents have viewed the pipeline itself as a danger, both for risking contamination and for continuing fossil fuel dependency. Yeah, are pipelines a good idea? I don't know. Seems like they can be pretty disastrous at times. And so proponents of pipelines say, well, it's better than putting all this oil in trucks and transporting it across roads, right? Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a possibility that a truck could get into an accident and the fuel or the oil in that truck could be spilled, but only the amount that's in the truck could contaminate the land or the water that it's nearby. It wouldn't be an ongoing thing like this pipeline that transports 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids. It's like if something did happen, if it did get ruptured, How soon could it be turned off? How much oil and natural gas liquids would be leaked before, you know, it was cleaned up? I think we might want to rethink this whole thing about the pipelines, or at least discuss it and see where we get to. Let's take a break. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On Wednesday, June 21st, stop by Michael Park for a free concert. You can listen to Corey Medina and Brothers Blues Band. They perform live at 6 p.m. On Thursday, the 22nd, stop over at Threshing Table Farm from 4 until 6 p.m. Enjoy farming after 5. On June 25th, join East Emmanuel Lutheran Church Ladies of the Labyrinth as they host a summer tea party from 2 until 4 p.m. Make a reservation today and enjoy some great food, entertainment, and make sure to bring your craziest hat. And on June 26th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meeting at 7 o'clock at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with a high of 89. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 65 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs around 89. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 76.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Lupe came here from Mexico about 3 or 4 years ago. And the journey.
And welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, the final segment on this first day of summer. Hope you're having a good day so far. We've got 9:50 right now, almost 9:51. Let me ask you this question. How important is what you eat? Does it matter if you eat a healthy diet or if you eat junk food? Is it important to stay away from fast food? Is it important to eat the right kinds of proteins? Well, I tell you that what you eat makes a big difference. Okay, your body is made of what you eat. It really, really is. If you break it down to a cellular level, stuff you eat gets pushed out to the cells, and that's where they get their nutrition. Of course, things like carbohydrates and sugars are what give you energy, but proteins are what build your cells. Here's a story from Medical News Today that is important. Aging. A story about aging. Could a moderate protein diet be the key to youth? And this story was posted a week ago on Medical News Today. But I wanted to get to this because it's important to stress that what you eat can make a big difference in the quality of your life. This says a new study in mice suggests that consuming a moderate amount of protein may be most conducive to improved metabolic health. A moderate amount. In the study, the sweet spot for moderate protein consumption was between 25 and 35% of a mouse's daily diet. As far as people, it says here that older people need more protein due to the body no longer being able to process the macronutrient efficiently. And this story from Medical News Today starts out by saying it only makes sense that a person's nutritional needs change as they go through life from childhood through adulthood. As we grow, reach maturity, and age, our bodies are occupied with different tasks. As researchers seek to extend our healthy lifespans, which are the periods free of serious disease, they have been hoping to identify the optimal balance of macronutrients that promote good health at each life stage. A new study of mice investigates the role of protein at different stages of life. The study finds that consuming moderate amounts of protein in youth and middle age may be the key to good metabolic health. The study is published in Geroscience, as in gerontology, Geroscience. How does protein affect biological age? Well, using the mouse model, the researchers studied the effects of protein intake on biological aging. They fed young and middle-aged mice diets with varying levels of protein for 2 months. Their diets consisted of either 5%, 15%, 25%, 35%, or 45% protein. The moderate amounts identified in the study were 25 and 35%. All mice were fasted for 3 hours before being euthanized for tissue harvesting and analysis. And we want to give our thanks to those mice who volunteered their lives to help out us humans. Thank you. The story goes on and says, in mice, a diet low in protein resulted in the development of fatty liver. Okay, so a diet low in protein resulted in development of fatty liver. And middle-aged mice exhibited higher levels of lipids or fats in their systems than younger mice getting the low-protein diet. The moderate protein diets also lowered lipid and blood sugar levels in the mice. A moderate protein, therefore, was equated to improved metabolic health in mice. Could protein help humans live longer? As to whether the study's findings will carry over to humans, Stuart Phillips, PhD, a professor at McMaster University, told Medical News Today that it's, quote, always hard to know, but as short-lived mammals, mice are a proxy for humans, but much of what's seen in mice may not be readily translatable to humans, end quote. Connor Middleman, the nutritionist behind Modern Mediterranean, said she felt the study nonetheless had value, quote, even though this is a mouse study, it reinforces my view that most of us, especially anyone over 50, stand to benefit from getting around 25% of the energy we consume from protein. This is significantly more than the average American currently consumes. Some people need even more protein. Of special note are people practicing resistance training, lifting weights, to maximize lean mass. The average required amount, Connor said, is about 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight. And some people may need 2.2 grams per kilogram or more. For people wishing to burn fat while still retaining muscle, 1.6 to 2.4 grams per kilogram may be in order. So I guess you have to figure out how many kilograms you weigh and then figure out how many grams of protein you need. But if you don't want to go through all that, I think you could just say that most of us probably need more protein than we're taking in right now. And if you are older, then you may need even more protein. Middleman explained to Medical News Today that older people require more protein than younger individuals. And that's where we got to leave off because we're all out of time. But you might want to consider eating more protein for a longer life. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.